Welcome to our podcast, AO Profile the Talk. For our first episode, I will introduce to you our international PR and marketing network, Global One Communication. We have partner agencies, for example, in France, the UK, Spain, Portugal, Italy, and Canada. It is a great international team who's used to working together for many, many years. Each agency has the country-specific knowledge and expertise, which will help companies wanting to expand into new markets to get the best for their communication strategy. One of the benefits for the companies, of course, is that they have only one contact, namely the one in their home country. And this agency will coordinate all other activities in the partner countries. The partner agencies will determine the country-specific strategy and also execute all measures necessary, of course. Today, I'm happy to be speaking with Maiven Renaud, Consulting Director at Oxygen, our partner agency in France. Thank you so much for your time, Maiven. I'm happy to talk to you today. Maybe you can tell me something more about Oxygen and how it was founded, as the story is quite interesting.
Hi. Well, thank you very much for having me today. So as you said, Oxygen is based in France. We have 12 offices all over France. And I believe the story behind it is quite interesting. So we were founded in 1999, more than 20 years ago, by Eddy Leblanc. The funny story is that Eddy was a journalist at that time, specializing in IT, tech and PCs. And he just got tired at a point to receive press releases about makeup and lipsticks and things that had nothing to do with his job. So he figured that he could try to do something about PR and change a little bit how PR were done at that time. And let's not forget that 1999 was the beginning of the digital and internet bubbles. So he decided also to integrate digital processes right away into PR. So AD started at that time. Again, it's been more than 20 years. It's been very successful. And if I might add, AD was also one of the co-creator of the first CRM dedicated to PR agencies and to journalists. At that time, it was called Presse Purée. So if I translate it into English, it will be weird, but it's going to be pressed mashed potatoes. I have no idea where this name comes from, but it's called Augure now, and it's used by approximately 90 to 95% of French PR agencies. So it's made a great way to agencies.
Wow, that is really interesting. And I mean, of course, today sometimes you still get some press releases that have nothing to do with the brand you're focusing on or the topics you're focusing on. But that is a very good reason to start a PR agency and to develop the whole branch.
Exactly.
How has Oxygen developed since you said that you have 12 offices? Maybe you can tell me more a little bit how Oxygen grew in the last 20
years. Of course. So yeah, it definitely grew a lot in those 23 years. So now we have, as I said, 12 agencies all over France. So we are based, of course, in Paris, but also in every major city in France. It was also a bet from our founder many, many years ago to localize PR and to be close to clients, because all clients are not in Paris, and to be close also to journalists, because regional and local media, they have a huge power in France. To give you an example, the biggest newspaper in France is a regional one called West France. So it's globally covering all the western part of France, but it has the biggest audience in France. So it shows the importance of that. And Eddy made the bet. It was, if I remember well, and I'm sorry if I'm mistaken, but in 2010. So it was already 12 years ago that he started the first regional agency in Lille, north of France. And since then, yeah, we've developed. So we have 12 agencies. I'm not going to say all the cities, but in Nantes, Strasbourg, Lyon, Toulouse, Marseille, all the biggest cities. And so we are able to cover France. And besides that regional structure, of course, we've developed also in terms of specialties and expertise. So we, of course, traditionally started with PR, but now we are more about influence strategies. So including, of course, media relations, public relations, as well as influence marketing, influencer relations, content creation for blogs, for websites, everything that is linked to the reputation of companies and brands. And in the same way, we started with tech, of course, our founder coming from that area. But since then, we've developed a lot. And today we have clients, of course, still in tech and IT and innovation in general. But we also have clients in the health industry, in the green industry as well, mobility. And in on the more B2C side, we have clients in the travel industry, in the good consumer good industry, food industry, and all that. So we became pretty big. We're still independent, an independent group, very proud to be part of Global One Communication. And we're about 100 employees right now at Oxygen.
Very interesting. What I find especially interesting about this is that usually in France, everything is centralized in Paris. However, yeah, your strategy is to be in the major cities, and yeah, it's opposite to what is common. Did you experience, or did you make good experience with that strategy?
Yeah, and that's why we kept going with opening agencies in major cities. Because again, right from the beginning, we noticed that clients that are not based in Paris, they really enjoyed having an agency that could be physically and geographically close to them, but at the same time able to cover national news, to work with national media because of our agency, also our headquarters in Paris. We started in the north of France. It was an opportunity with an employee who moved there. And there are a lot also of great big companies in the north of France. I'm not going to name all of them, but French people know the Groupe Mullier. We have, pretty renowned brands over there like Mondial Relais and some others. And it went honestly really quite well. And we've seen that in all the cities we are. Our clients really enjoy being able again to do local PR as well as national PR with the same partner, with the same agency, and being able to cover any kind of campaigns they might want. And interestingly enough, it's been even more of a focus for a lot of clients, and at least requests we've had, I would say since the COVID is more or less over, but for the past 2 years, we've had a lot of requests from local clients, but also from national clients that wanted to do local PR and go closer also to their audiences and to their targets. And the best way to do it in France is to talk to local newspapers, to local TVs. And to give you another really great example, and that's also one part of why we're so proud of Oxygen to have seen that before the others. One of our biggest national TV is called France 3, so France 3. And they used to have regional agencies, but they were doing their evening news at a national level. And they just announced like a month ago or 2 months ago, that starting in September, they will change that. There will be no national news in the evening anymore. It will be only regional news. Oh, wow. Because it's becoming, yeah, so big that they're changing that. And that's a really big it's not even a trend anymore, but it's a big announcement, and it really shows how media are evolving also in France.
Yeah, definitely. So you said that you started out in the north, and a lot of people know the French movie Welcome to the Ch'tis.
Great reference.
Yes. So there we learned about the cultural differences within France, and that people hate the other. I mean, I'm sure it's for drama and entertainment that they said, oh, no, I would never want to live in the north, or the opposite. Is that only drama and entertainment, or do you actually experience differences in the various areas?
That's a very funny question. Thank you. And let me start with saying that there was a lot of drama in there. People don't hate each other that much, for sure. But there is a part of reality is that, there are cultural differences. I think that's something that might be common to other countries. Like if you take the UK, the north of the UK is quite different also from London or from the south. I'm pretty sure it's the same in Germany. So definitely things are being seen differently. Well, first, there's the weather. And that's often the main problem with the southern people moving north, is that they don't have the same weather, much more rain, less sun. But I would say that in the north, people compensate by being extra nice and very welcoming, which is really nice. But if we're talking about business, there are cultural differences that have to be taken into account. Not necessarily working exactly the same way. Like northern people in France, they work more in the Anglo-Saxon way. So like German people, well, especially in the east, more like UK people, while in the south, they are probably a little bit more laid back, like the Italians, like Spanish people. They not saying that they're not working the same hours, but it's just a bit different about that. And they are seeing things a little bit differently, so you have to approach them differently. And if I may add also in the South, it's very localized. Like we would have more clients, I would say, that would work with our Parisian office, even if we don't have an agency in their proper city. But if we take the south of France, they need that proximity with the people they work with, including journalists, but also their agencies. So that's also something has to be taken into account. But to be honest, no, the differences are not that big. I think there are more cultural differences between European countries or Americas and Europe or the East and Europe. But it's, that movie was really, really nice, though. And it really worked. It's interesting that it worked really internationally. So it's like people were discovering something in France. And I think that was really positive for France in general.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, usually you don't know these whole cultural things about other countries. So, of course, I imagine that there was a lot of drama and entertainment in the movie. So they exaggerated a lot. But it was definitely a funny movie. So you have those cultural differences in France. What's something that you experience working with Global One Communication? What do you notice about international clients? What's different from French clients?
I think it works the same way for international clients coming to France than French ones coming to other countries. I think there is some education to be done to explain how press releases are written differently, how follow-ups also with journalists are done differently. And I think the hardest part is to explain that if you don't have, say, local news for the country, it won't work. I'm not going to say a lot, but some clients, yeah, they, and that's nice. They're seeing the European landscape as a global one. But you just can't have articles in German media if you don't have news related to German media. And it works the same way for Spanish, companies. If they don't have specific news to France, it won't work. And sometimes I feel like that's the hardest thing to explain to European clients. But I also think that we're doing a really great job with the Global One communication because we're all aligned on that. We all have the same, education and explanations that we do. We are always willing to talk to potential companies or to clients to explain how it works in the country. And I think that's what they enjoy also in our network is that they have local expertise and local advice, and they are much more willing to listen to that than when you're talking about something that they are not sure you are experiencing.
Right.
And we were talking earlier about press releases, and I think that's one of the main points. In France, we love to do, elaborate sentences with a lot of words that are not definitely useful, but then make the sentence just beautiful to read. and in for example, in the UK or even in the US or Canada, it's much more straightforward. And that's, for example, one interesting point to discuss with the clients.
Absolutely. I noticed that too, that whenever we receive French press releases, it is written in such a beautiful way that you could never send it out to a German journalist, because Germans also, we are known for being very straightforward, and we can't use any metaphors in our press releases. So that is something really interesting that I've learned working with Oxygen and for French companies. And it's always a nice challenge to translate those press releases into German and adapt them to what's common in German.
Yeah, I bet it's an interesting mission.
Yeah, definitely. So you've also mentioned America, and a couple of years ago you actually lived and worked in America for Oxygen, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. In San Francisco.
Yeah, maybe you can talk, you can tell me more about that. How was that different to working in France? What was maybe very challenging to get accustomed to?
It was definitely different, but one of the best experience I had with Oxygen and on a personal level as well. So I spent 4 years in San Francisco building the agency over there. I started alone, and then our CEO, Eddie, joined a few years after. What can I say about there are definitely cultural differences. I think the first one was definitely on a relationship basis and learn how to exchange with American people. For example, they are the best at small talk. And I was like, oh, people are so positive there. Like, oh, you're just, waiting to buy bread or something else, and people come and they talk to you. Oh, how are you? Oh, I like your dress. I like your shoes. And it's always very positive, and it brings a really great mood. So I enjoyed it a lot. But as a French person, I had a really hard time seeing when it was a small talk and when like you could keep going and build a relationship with the person. Same in the professional world, because people are, again, so positive and polite over there, that seeing the difference was really, really hard for me. I'm not sure it's useful to say it, but French people are not the best at small talks for sure. So I think that was one of the first thing that was interesting. And the second one was getting used to do PR in the US. So we had done, of course, some before, but living it was There was one thing that was very challenging was emails. We mentioned right before how we French people make lots of sentences and super long. And it's the same by email. Like we sugarcoat a lot. For example, we do an email. It's like, oh, hey, how are you? How's your family? So I was thinking that maybe you could be interested in blah, blah, blah. And when I started receiving responses for from American people being like, hello, yes, dot. Oh, okay, that's very straightforward. And at first I was like, oh, are they mad at me? Like, what did I do wrong? I'm missing something. And it took a little while to realize that, no, it's just they are straightforward. And I think we need to take a little bit of that in France, because we definitely take too long to write an email and to read it then. And I think that was the first very challenging thing too. So yeah, it was really weird. And it took me time to understand that it was not personal. I had done nothing to these people. It was just that they were straightforward and I was French. So sugarcoating everything. And so it took a little bit of time, but I believe I got there. And now I'm kind of teaching and explaining my French peeps that if they want to talk to same American, but I believe it's the same in the UK, pretty much in Germany as well, to just be straight to the point, be straightforward, say what you have to say, stop, again, putting lots of sentences, and it's going to work well.
Right. I think, well, in Germany, it used to be very, very straightforward, too. The whole world is kind of being Americanized, so to speak.
Yeah.
So, true. So in Germany, people are starting to open up a little bit more too. So, sometimes now they're actually starting their emails with, how are you doing? Or I hope you're doing well. It might also be because, you know, everyone's traveling worldwide and you just pick up everywhere you go, you just pick up things that you like and just incorporate that. I think that's very, very interesting, because like you said, usually Americans they're very, very good at small talk.
Yeah.
In the business world, there's no small talk anymore.
Exactly. So. That's really true. And it's interesting what you mentioned about Germany, because I have the same feeling in France. I believe it's mostly coming from the startup world that is, very Americanized. So they definitely changed the way they are writing, they're talking, they're doing business. It's much more Americanized than before, and we're getting there. But that's where you see a pretty big difference, between the startup world and the, not in a bad way, but the old industrial world and companies that have been in the area for many, many, many years.
Right. So how do you think communication or especially PR work will develop in the future?
Globally, in the US, in France?
Both in France, but also, of course, globally. Or what do you think, how it will develop for us as a network?
I think international networks are key today. It's interesting because there was something going on before the pandemic that hit all of us. Everything became worldwide. The same. I'm talking a lot about startups because that's a key market, and same. That's something that we're talking a lot about, at least in the French news. Everything was worldwide. Communication was worldwide. Events were pretty big. Everybody wanted to communicate on a bunch of markets. And then the COVID hit us pretty bad. And I believe that it came from, everybody had to be locked down, but to refocus on a way on their initial markets and to make sure that they had really solid basis on their first markets. And the communication in that way changed a little bit. I kind of link it to what I was explaining before, especially in France, about the regional and local communication. And today, The international is still very important. It's coming. We see that everything is reopening and the communication as well. But I have the feeling that brands and companies are less, oh, let's do everything, and more, okay, let's select the key markets for us. Let's select the key markets for our business. Let's exactly select where we are important and where we have something to say. And it's not a bad thing, because it really focuses on the right message to the right audience, to the right market, the right country. So my feeling is that, yeah, it's going to be much more selective than before. But again, in a good way. And then communication is going to follow all the social also issues that we're having right now. So I'm not teaching anything right now. Everybody's already talking about it, but communication is going to have also it's going to be environmental friendly, to include everything that is related to that, even when it comes to influencer relations, to be careful about everything around CSR and stuff like that. It's gonna have to be less public, less advertising, sorry, right. And more authenticity and more close to the audiences.
Right. I think sometimes it's also very challenging, because you really have to think about what you communicate, what your message is. You have to be more careful to ensure that you're not offending somebody, or yeah, that you're using the right words, that you really focus on social topics right now. So exactly. It's one of the most challenging and hardest times for communication right now because of that.
Yeah, definitely. We're really at a turn point, definitely. But I feel like it's like other industries. Like, we're talking a lot, you know, also about mass agriculture that used to be, well, the norm until now. And now same, like it's changing. I feel we have the same pretty much in communication. We used to do mass communication, you know, the more billboards you have, the best visibility you're going to get. And now, as you said, it's more selective. It's more about the message, the words you use, how you present things. And again, the authenticity that you have with your audiences on pretty much every communication channels.
Right. I think that's a nice development, though, because you're moving from quantity to quality, actually, and you're more focusing on relevant content. And I think that will actually help companies to build their relationship with customers or potential customers, if they're not just bombarding them with irrelevant content, so to speak, but really, really focusing on key messages and building a relationship with them.
I completely agree. And I think that's definitely where we're going. It's going to take some years, you know, you can change everything in one day. But I do agree that for our jobs in communication, it's definitely an interesting time.
Definitely. All right, my man. Thank you very, very much for your time and for your information, for your input. It was great talking to you.
Thank you so much, Vivian. Thank you for having me again. It was really interesting and really great.
On next week's episode, I will be speaking to Jackie Vos from our partner agency and founding member of GOC, Demoso, in the UK. We will learn about Demoso, their unique approach to communication works, and insights of the British PR business.